KSL at night. KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. You are with Taylor Morgan and Greg Skordis. Greg, great show so far. A lot of very interesting conversations and topics. This latest story coming out about a Utah driver targeting and hitting multiple female pedestrians.
Yeah.
Is, I'm not going to say fascinating. It is certainly troubling, developing story still. It's certainly something that I am very interested in learning more about and in following. And despite my better judgment now, Greg Skordis, we are going to bring on another Democratic attorney to the program here on KSL at night to help us understand what's happening. And of course, that is Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill. Sim, welcome to the show. Tell us about this case. What is happening with this driver targeting and hitting multiple pedestrians?
Well, thank you for the kind invitation. And this is one of those cases that you typically would not think about because, you know, we have so many accidents that happen. So the frequency and the prevalence of accidents and people hitting driveway, and they're often left unresolved. And under that prevalence, there was, under that sort of shroud of, conduct, we had these multiple accidents that were going on. And luckily, as we started to look into it, there was a sort of a common theme that started to develop. And by putting those together from an incident that happened in August of 2023 to three separate incidents that we outlined in our probable cause statement that happened in February and March of 2024, and some good police work, we were able to identify that there was a single person who was involved in this. And then as they went back and started to work that through the investigative process, identifying witnesses and victims and evidence that we looked at, that this was not just some random accident that was happening, but rather more intentional and predatory. And that was what was really alarming about all of this.
Yeah, when I first heard, Sim, about the charges of hit and run, I'm thinking somebody's bashing their car into other cars. But these are pedestrians and female pedestrians. Sim, were any, I mean, I can't imagine anyone was not hurt seriously, but were some of these injuries quite serious?
Yeah, first of all, thank God that nobody has succumbed to them. But having said that, beyond just the trauma of getting hit and the fear and the violence that perpetrates on an individual in physical and emotional harm, we've had several of our victims who really were seriously injured, including a couple of them that have been suffered from brain bleeds, subdural hematomas, as well as had to be intubated. So these are very, very serious injuries that were suffered by many of these victims.
Can you tell us, Sim, how law enforcement put this together? Because I'm looking at the charging document. They were separate dates, separate locations, not even the same jurisdiction. I mean, they're all within Salt Lake County, at least the six that I'm looking at. But we're talking about Sandy City, Salt Lake City. I mean, this had to be a pretty concerted effort on law enforcement to put all of this together to find out this individual that's causing all this mess.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. And you know that because we have so many different law enforcement agencies here, often these accidents are sort of left as unresolved as accidents in law enforcement. One of the things that we're trying to direct all of our local jurisdictions to think about is in the last 6 to 12 months, if they have unresolved hit and runs, to go back and maybe take a look at some of those, because our fear is that there may be some other folks there. Mm. There were some other things that we were working on that did not rise to the putting it together for the purposes of this information, but we are continuing to look at it. And so to answer your first question there, it was going back and starting to look at some common themes. What you had was that you had a vehicle that was coming, and some of the witnesses talked about that the vehicle looked like it had come back multiple passes at some of the victims before they were hit.
Oh, my word.
Then we, yeah. So in at least in one or two scenarios where you actually had this vehicle driving by the victims, going down, turning around and coming back and driving by again in this sort of predatory sort of way, if you will, almost in a stalking sort of way, and waiting for them to get into the crosswalk and, you know, slowing down and waiting for people to get into the crosswalk before actually speeding up against the light and hitting these folks in the crosswalk, right?
Yeah.
And so you started to get these common themes. You started to get a common description. And then it was just going back and doing some good old-fashioned police work of looking at some of the LPRs, looking at some of the witnesses, going back and mining for video evidences and putting those together. There was an accident that happened that had left some debris behind that connected back into the vehicle, and then tying this vehicle back through some intelligence and hard work into locations and times back into where these accidents happened. Hmm. So it took a little bit of effort in putting together this puzzle to get to the point of charging.
We're speaking with Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill about the ongoing investigation around alleged crimes involving repeat hit and run offenses. It appears as if there is some coordination, motivation, certainly a repeat offender. Prosecutors have identified the suspect as On Dewey Pham. Am I getting that pronunciation right there, Sim? Please correct me if I'm not.
No. That's correct. And it's also important to know these are allegations.
Yes, so allegations. The suspect at this time, these are allegations. The suspect's age is 26. Prosecutors have said that he is homeless and was living out of his car. Sim, do we have any sense of his intent here? What was his motivation? What would prompt him to commit multiple hit and runs, but to do it in such a targeted way, specifically trailing victims
and all female pedestrians?
All of these are alleged crimes, right? The investigation is underway, to be clear again about that. But do we have any sense of what the intent or motivation was here?
You know, I think those are the things that we're still working through. But from an objective evidentiary perspective, you know, we've been able to put this together. Clearly, the identified victims in our charges are primarily females, mother, daughter, friends walking, friends going out on walks in pairs. And even in one incident, what seemed like an attempt to abduct and bring this woman into the vehicle when she resisted and ran away, that she was mowed down, driven and struck. So, you know, we're still trying to piece that together. And as you know, Greg, that sometimes you'll never be able to piece that together. The question is whether we have compelling, admissible evidence to warrant the filing of charges and then carry our burden of proof. And we feel like we do. And so we filed the charges we did.
And I'm looking at the charges, Sim, and I think you answered this a little bit, but it's not reckless driving or assault. These are six counts of attempted murder. These are first-degree felonies. Mm. So your law enforcement and your investigators must have felt, like you described, Sim, that these were targeted attacks on these pedestrians with the intent to do much more than just scare somebody. I mean, these cause serious injury, and you've alleged attempted murder.
You're absolutely correct. You know, this is not an allegation of reckless, accidental, not paying attention kind of behavior. As we kind of outline in our probable cause statement, you know, we have evidence where he's actually slowing down his speed and going into the bike lane and then intentionally speeding up. In one of the incidents, we can actually have evidence both from witnesses and other evidence that we gathered that he actually comes up and drives and slows down to almost a crawl to the point where the witnesses thought that was really sort of odd and creepy behavior.
Yes.
Until the light has come and the two females are walking through the crosswalk. And then he intentionally speeds and targets them and hits them, you know?
Just terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Sim, thank you so much. We unfortunately are out of time. We'll wrap it there. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill, thanks again for joining us here on KSL at Night. Greg, coming up next, we are going to talk all about former RNC chair Mitt Romney's niece, BYU grad Ronna McDaniel, your favorite former RNC chairwoman, Greg. Well, her new stint at NBC
lasted
less than a week, Greg. Yeah. We're going to get into that story after the break.